I'm going to be a rock star. I'm going to have millions of dollars and chicks and cars.
This is what liberals do. They just get to blurt out all the time. Got to be the center of attention.
Dude, liberals are way smarter.
Dumb guys talking about smart things. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of
The Average Joe with some philosophizing.
See, this is what liberals do. They just get to blurt out all the time. Got to be the center of attention.
Dude, you have some loud ass voices on your side too.
This episode is called "Dumb Guys."
See, he doesn't even know what the fuck he's doing. That's why liberals are way smarter.
Dumb guys talking about smart things, and what we're talking about is the education system and how much it sucks.
Okay, so I guess we got to be more specific. Education as in the United States, as of what we know and what we've been through, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we've both been through United States educational system from K through 12.
And some after, yeah.
And a little bit after, yeah. So, I guess that's what we're going to talk about. So, I guess we should talk about what our experiences is being in. Let's talk about high school, because that's the closest to
I didn't give a crap about high school.
Why?
I hated it. It was boring. I sat there. I literally had the...
There was no classes that you liked?
No, there was teachers I liked.
Okay.
But there was no classes.
What were they teaching? Was it the fact that they
history?
Were...
History. Okay. I liked my history teacher. I enjoyed, obviously, my band teacher. I liked music.
Do you think you liked your teacher because you were in a subject that you liked doing?
I mean, that's possible, and I think also the teaching structure, and I think things like history are more fun to teach because you can kind of, I don't know, it's not calculations and formulas and this and this.
See, and I'm the exact opposite. At the time, I did not know that, because at the time, I thought I was going to be a rock star. That's what, it's like, I don't need anything. I'm going to be a rock star. I'm going to have millions of dollars and chicks and cars. So in high school, I was just focused on that. Every single day, music, 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 music. And that's probably why I didn't like high school. But yeah, no, there was some okay classes. Like, looking back, I think I liked science because it's, you know, logical. And I liked math, I think. And obviously music, because... And I was in all the music classes. I was in choir, I was in jazz band, I was in band. So yeah, that makes sense.
See,
as a musician.
Me as a person, I'm still this way to this day. I do not like doing something if I don't see the point in it. And I was sitting there in those math classes going, I am never going to use this. I don't plan on working for NASA. I don't plan on... I need to know how to... You know, handle bank accounts, handle getting a loan someday when I want to get a house. I need to learn how to save for retirement. I need to learn. You know, these are the things I need to learn. I don't need to learn.
Yeah, and I don't. Okay, so general learning obviously starts from kindergarten to 8th grade in the United States, and then high school starts from 9th grade to 12th grade. Correct. So, yeah, I think high school, that's probably the worst part. Because they're just reteaching us crap that we probably most likely learned between K and 8th grade, right?
Honestly,
I mean, that's what it seemed like.
I think past the sophomore year, high school is utter bullshit. And to be honest, my daughter, who just graduated 2 years ago now, her last 2 years of school, she barely went to school.
Yeah. I didn't go to school.
She was so ahead of all of her classes. They're like, okay, well, basically finish up your electives. So she like went to school for 2 hours a day.
Oh,
for
that's
2 years.
All she had to go to school.
That's all she had left.
Okay, so it's not like she was me where I was like just fucking.
No, not even.
Like,
she had all of her shit done. And
oh, see, that's
so
different.
They're like, well, you got to fill this elective. So she like literally went to fucking school for PE and then had the rest of the day to herself.
That's awesome. I mean, not very many kids get to do
that. No, it's not fucking awesome. It sucks because this is time she's wasting. She's wasting this fucking time when she could be learning how to... Okay, so here's my thing. I think that high school should be definitely individual... it should be focused on what you want. It should be a point in time where, okay, you've learned all the basics. Now learn how to...
Okay, so the basics meaning from K through 8.
You learn
how to read.
Right.
I mean, that's a
You learn your basics. You learn your basic math. Now we sit down your freshman year and we start maybe doing some testing to figure out what jobs
or we
would
just
look good
see
for
what
you.
You're interested in.
Yeah, what are your interests, what are your jobs. And then we start tailoring...
The curriculum
towards that. Of course, you still have mandatory classes to teach you how to budget your finances, how to
Learn credit. I think that's huge.
Yeah, learn credit.
Learn how credit works.
Learn how to get a loan. Learn what a 401k is.
But that's not how the United States education system works.
And that's why it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, no, and I think we both agree that it is not good
look, dude.
The modern population. So what was the education system pretty much built? It was built to train people to work in factories.
Well, okay, so the modern education system.
So when did the modern education start? I mean, again,
industrial era.
Okay, so yeah, so they were putting people in classrooms to teach them how to conform.
Okay, so yeah, there's this thing that claims that our education system was based off of the what do they call it, the factory model, which was a Belarus. I think that's what country it was from, education thing. Basically, they were training young people to work in factories and be subservient to a head person, a boss who's running a factory, and it created docile people that will work well.
So that sounds a little conspiratorial.
But this is an actual claim that's out there.
Just read this on the internet, or where?
I found it on the internet. Okay. You can look it up. Just type in, factory model.
So it's true. It's on the
internet. It's on the internet. So it's absolutely true. George Washington said that.
Yeah.
So, but no, look up the factory model, and then a lot of people they contest it. They say that's absolutely not the truth. That's not how our education. But is it? I mean, isn't it? We have a batch ingredients that teachers are pumping into students to come out with a QC pass. And when I say QC, I mean standard testing.
Yeah.
QC pass products. How the fuck is that not industrial? Here's the products we're putting in. And as long as they pass the QC, the quality control point, they're good. We've done our jobs. How the fuck is that not the factory model?
No. You have to have a model in order to teach a large population. And I think in that era, that model worked because that's what we needed in the United States. We needed people to work in factories.
Well,
so, I mean, do you think, okay, at that time, when the education system was built, maybe it was built for a good reason, but we're obviously so far past that now. So it doesn't work now. Just like a lot of things that we try to implement into this modern society doesn't really work. We have to go back and restructure these things. So I don't know. I mean, you think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit that we're still doing this.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to disagree too much on this subject, there's a good point to kind of, I guess maybe people watching, we don't have very many viewers, but people watching maybe can start thinking about some shit and maybe we can see some sort of change someday. Like, what do you feel about like autonomy? Do you feel like you were your own person in school?
Yeah, when I wore cool clothes. That's the whole point, man. I was wearing cool clothes. I thought I was a different person. I had a cool car. But as far as a student in the classroom, no. I don't think I was taught to as an individual. I think I was taught to as a whole.
Right. Well, and I think that that's kind of like a whole big problem is that you're basically being indoctrinated. I don't want to say that. That sounds too conspiratorial. But
we can start with the indoctrination as far as when it goes to college.
But what I mean is you're being taught to basically shut up, sit down, listen, and I'm going to sit up here and teach you for 6 hours a day.
And you have to repeat these things in a test later.
And it's not, and you have to just, and it's not even everything I'm saying. You just need to try to, and that's what every fucking student does. They sit there and they listen to a lecture and they go,
what are the notes should I be taking for the test?
That one's going to be on the test. I'll write that. That's going to be on the test. And then we cram for these specific little talking points that are going to be on the test. And once we pass the test, the teacher gets a good mark. And that's essentially, I feel, the school's a business. And the tax dollars are the revenue coming in, and how do we decide we need more tax dollars? Well, it's a double-edged sword here because we say, well, our school systems has more tests, more students pass the standardized tests.
So we should get more money.
So we should get more money because we're doing a great job. But on the other side, they go, oh, well, our students are doing a poor job on the test scores, so we need more tax dollars.
Is that true? Do they get more money if the kids do bad? I don't think that's true. I think they only get more money if the kids do well.
Oh, no, dude. There's so many schools that sit there and go, oh, our students are doing poorly, and it's because we lack this program or that program or this. And then they say, we need more tax dollars to get more teachers or open up this program. And then they over budget by hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I guess we would have to get somebody in here
mention a school superintendent, median range salary is $162,000 a year. That's
Jesus
median.
Christ, that's way more money than I make.
Yeah, airline pilots.
Yeah, no, I heard that they were redoing the budget, especially here in Colorado. I think they were taking away from the superintendents like by 10%.
Well, fuck, they need to.
No, and I agree. And that seems that in society, we give more people to people who do less, like CEOs of companies, we give them more money than we do the actual employees that are doing the work. But yeah, so like as far as education goes.
Well, what the fuck does a superintendent do?
I don't know. See, that's the thing is I don't know, so we can't really bash on a superintendent.
I know I researched my research the salary range.
You researched your research. That's some hardcore researching.
And then I researched again. No, but when I was looking at salaries, people within that same range of pay usually hold jobs that have lives in their hands.
Oh, like actual have more responsibility?
Like anesthesiologist assistants, airline pilots, air traffic controllers, they all make that same amount of money.
Well, I don't know what a superintendent does and if what he does is justified in making $161,000. And again, it might be different in every state, but yeah, that seems like an absorbent amount of money.
I mean, they typically have six-year degrees, but are we just fucking paying them because they have a lot of school time?
Yeah, that's how we are in a society. It comes back to the education.
Well, and we need to get away from that. Yeah, degree-based job play. Okay, so...
Well, as far as education. So we're talking about a student, what we've been through. So education as far as people. So this is how I feel. I feel in his daughter's case, when you're smarter, you get bored. When you're not as smart in specific, like... Smart is a relative term because there's different kinds of smart. When you're grasping the subject. Yeah, well, there's some people who don't grasp it.
And they give up.
They fall behind.
They give up.
So in either case, the majority of the students are either A, falling behind or too bored to even pay attention, which that is a problem in itself, right? So, yeah. I mean, so that seems like to be the first issue. It's like, okay, well, our smart students are getting bored and are... And so how do you address that as far as like having 30 people in the class
though? Okay, so what I think we should do, I think K through 8 is doing fine. With the exception of quit trying to teach my kids the fucking morals that you want. That's my job. I'm the fucking parent. Let me teach morals to my children. Okay.
In what case do you think they're teaching morals?
There's just so much of this they spend so much time teaching all these moral things, and I don't really want to get into them because it gets down the rabbit hole.
I think that should be part of communication is the biggest part that they should be teaching. So as a communicator, should you not talk about suicide? Or as a communicator, as an educator, should you not talk about, I don't know, basic moral things? What do you mean by morality?
I think like when we go to talk about like who was right and who was wrong. Oh, okay, like this. Everyone should research a 1619 project for one, I think.
Oh my God.
That would be a good one to research, but they want to start putting this stuff in schools and it's been highly questioned by people who are historical professionals saying,
okay,
this
so you're talking
true.
About opinions. You're talking about things that don't have fact-based.
Well, and I think some
them.
Suicide prevention stuff, but I mean, Jesus, our teachers are so, okay, I got to teach this, 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 and this, and I got to pass this, this, and this test. And then we also have to teach them how to be not bullies, how to be friendly, how to identify their sexuality, how to, all this fucking shit.
Yeah,
this,
but how do you teach somebody to be friendly?
You teach it at home. The parents, that's a parent's job.
Yeah, but I honestly think that from K through 8, you have to teach how to communicate. I think that should be more important than a lot of issues. No, the parent, well, yeah, and a lot of things. So how much is a parent present? I mean, how much of society should we put on teachers?
That's a societal problem.
Yeah, I guess. And that's what we need to figure out as a society, I guess.
And I understand that the school systems are trying to react to that because they see,
but
you know,
I think that's when it gets into the gray area. I think that's when it gets into like, well, what are they teaching my kids?
But that's one reason we can't move forward in, I think, education, because we're so busy with parents like me who go, dude, my wife and I, we got this. Don't worry about morals. You know, we're teaching our kids morals and how to be good and how to be good people at home. You focus on, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. You focus on those things and we'll focus on these things.
I think communication is a big part of everything.
Well, effective communication is. And that is a...
And I guess there could be a scientific way to teach communication.
Absolutely.
It's like, these are the words that we agree mean this.
Right.
This is how we communicate with each other.
Yeah,
we don't like... Throw up the middle finger when you don't agree on something.
But for the most part, I feel that K through 8 is doing a fantastic job. That was just my little pissy rant. But high school, like I said, I think you should go in there, you should take some testing, figure out what you like, figure out what you're interested in, and then it should almost curtail a individual pathway of classes you can take. Oh no, Mike, we don't have enough teachers to do all that.
That's what I was gonna say.
The fucking internet. I can make music with a guy in Japan in real time.
Yeah, and I think but our generation is completely different. Like, we didn't have YouTube. That's what he's talking about. Like, we can learn anything from YouTube pretty much. And but now it seems like this generation takes advantage that they don't take advantage. They actually Like, we didn't have YouTube. Okay, let me explain this a little bit better. We didn't have YouTube, so when we got YouTube, me and Mike were like, oh my God, we can learn how to do everything we want to do. Put together a podcast. Learn how to do it. Like, I don't think the new generation sees this resource. Well,
that's because we got stupid things out there like fucking TikTok and social media to basically
distract us.
Yeah, it's basically constant cartoons. You remember when your kid, remember when your parents would bitch about you? Get out in front of that TV. Quit playing so many damn video games. Go outside and play, you know. We're seeing that, but instead, I don't know, man. Cell phones are the bane and the greatest invention.
Yeah, well, they said the same thing about the newspaper. I mean, like, you see old pictures, black and white pictures, with every single person having a newspaper in their hand, and they're, like, not even talking to each other.
Here's the thing, man. In high school,
I'm just saying we get used to these technologies, and then eventually we won't be obsessed.
Here's the thing. In high school, my daughters would come home. I don't know about your guys's, but, you know, my kids would come home, and even though my daughter was a good student, she would be stressed about how much homework she had. She would go to school for she would go to school for 8 hours a day, but you know, you're only being really taught for six and a half, seven.
Oh, and then they just shove, because they can't put everything in it, they just shove it on.
Right, and so she's got four or five.
Fuck homework. I'm against homework. We absolutely all should be. Against. For one, what is education? Education is everywhere. We learn when we're out of school. We learn when we're in school. So why the fuck should we make them take all this homework and take it home?
Well, doesn't any human resources officer tell you, you know, leave your work at work, leave your home at home?
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Separate, yeah, but yeah, and
so
I agree with that.
So you're bringing your work home. When you're in high school, your job is high school, and you're bringing that work home and saying you need to do 4 hours worth of more work on your time here at home. And not to mention, I have my kids have chores. I like to teach them that they have things that they need to do around the
yeah,
house,
responsibilities.
Yeah. So now they have to get those chores done. They also have to eat. You know, we all eat at the table and talk about our days. So they have to get that done. And then any other thing that needs to be done. I mean, they have no fucking time.
Yeah, they need time to see who they are.
Right. And so what are we seeing out of this? We're seeing teen suicide rates.
Do you think that's caused by a lot of pressure from school?
Anxiety. Yes. Depression and anxiety.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that could be one of the things.
I mean, I know, we'll get into it in another topic at some point, but I do think electronic devices also have a claim to that.
Yeah,
but,
social media. Yeah, and I think so too.
Stress and anxiety. You get anxiety when you say you are one of the students that's falling behind, and you got to pass this test in order to play volleyball, and you got all this anxiety, and then you don't do it, and you get depressed, and then your parents are up your ass because you're not doing great in your test scores,
yeah.
And you're also not getting your chores done, and you've been real pissy lately all of a sudden, and now we've got a kid who's depressed, anxious. What the fuck else is going
to
happen?
Yeah, no, it's too much pressure, but some pressure is absolutely necessary because we need to learn how to deal with pressure.
Absolutely.
But an excessive amount of pressure does not work. It just causes you to get ulcers, mental issues, high blood pressure. I mean, this is all we know this
right
from a society.
Well, and school starts at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, that's
stupid.
Who the
fuck likes to start thinking and learning at
7
in the morning?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of studies that show that we absolutely should not start that early because the young brain doesn't respond very well.
Well, and again, this is all bred off of the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, that's why, again, it's a system that doesn't work now.
Even working. Our forefathers didn't get up at 7 in the fucking morning. They got up at like 10.
What? No, they didn't.
Bullshit.
No, bullshit. If you're on the fucking farm, dude, they got up at the crack of dawn, fed the chickens. Yes, dude.
Dude, there were
farmers
there was bars that were open like way, way back. Like even in far back to medieval ages, they were open like till 3, 4, 5 in the morning because people would go to sleep when it got dark because you couldn't do anything else. You didn't have electricity or TV, so you just went to sleep when it was dark. You end up waking up at 3 in the morning, so you take your lantern and wander your ass down to the ye old, you know, place and hang out and talk with people. That's where like we get, you know, Benjamin Franklin, all this shit. But the thing is humans aren't, I don't think, you know, designed to
no.
to be a regimented machine. I wake up at 7, I go to bed at this
time.
That's
how my poop schedule is.
Yes.
No, I'm not fucking with you. Like, I go to the bathroom at a specific time every single day. That I think we can be put in some regimen.
And
but
maybe
yes,
that's
no,
just
there,
me.
Has
that could
be,
just be me.
No. It has to be more flexible. Especially for... Okay, so what I think... And there was a great, great YouTube channel. His name is CPG Gray. And he talks about this whole digital Aristotle thing. Mm-hmm. So Aristotle was a great teacher and philosopher. And I don't know the time date. But anyways, so pretty much what we want to do as an education system, like Mike was starting, like, okay, you need individual plans, but we don't have the horsepower. But we do now. As far as technology, we could absolutely cater a specific plan to each individual person with using artificial intelligence. I think artificial intelligence could actually map these things out better than a human could. No, there's already things on the internet that are doing this, like Khan Academy. There's a whole bunch of digital, like, what you take these tests and you put.
And I definitely think I think papers and tests should be poly graded. And I think you're right. Artificial intelligence would have to be used.
In order to get this society
that way, the teacher is not bogged down with.
The teacher isn't there. So like.
The teacher teaches, but the robots don't really teach.
Okay, this is why online school doesn't work. Because, like, I did a couple online classes, and they didn't work because when I get stuck, I wanted to ask a person a specific question. Now, you can email the teacher, but then you have to wait for the response. And in email, sometimes things get lost in translation, so they don't really understand what you're having trouble with. So that's why internet... So what you need the teacher to do is just... there to answer questions. You need the teacher to understand what everybody else is learning, and then you go in there and you say, like, okay, I'm having this specific problem with this. Can you please step me through it? That's what a teacher should be there for.
Why didn't you just do research on the internet?
Because, for one, I didn't understand what I didn't understand. So maybe it was a technical issue. Maybe it was something that, like, okay, well, this part doesn't fit in this part, and this, but I didn't know what the name of those parts were. Is that 10 minutes or 5 minutes? 10 minutes? That's 10 fingers. Terry's saying we have so much time. Anyways, so I thought you said 10 minutes 10 minutes ago. So we're done? No. So we have 10 minutes or not?
We have 10 minutes left.
Okay. Did he say 10 minutes 10 minutes ago?
I did. You had 10 minutes elapsed, and now you have another 10 minutes elapsed. So you have 10 minutes left.
Okay, so we have 10 minutes. Sorry, guys. I'm hopefully going to cut this sort out. If not, it's hilarious. Anyways, where was I, Mike? Get me back on track.
You're talking about...
What the teacher should do. So in my case, I didn't know how to ask the question. So communication is very... It's hard because you can't tell that to a computer. You can't search because sometimes you don't know what to search. Have you ever searched on Google not knowing the name of a part that you were searching for?
Yeah.
So that's what a teacher would do. They would understand what you're asking.
Well, and I agree that a teacher should be there. Like, my perfect idea of the high school... is that you do those tests, you figure out where you're going, what you want to do, and they curtail, they make this whole next 3 years, you know.
So like a counselor.
Yeah, like a counselor. They make this whole 3 years for you. And yeah, you'd call them like an individual growth counselor or something.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. But you would have a blend of online and in school. And I think that in school, because school is still important at the high school years because you're learning who you are, you're socializing, and I believe that is an important advancing part of your humanity.
Learning how to function in a social society is huge.
And I also think sports are important.
I don't think sports are important.
Some people disagree, but we can't be all people.
I would agree that some kind of team activity is important.
Well, just in general, if you want to play football, hey, fucking play football.
Yeah, you know it goes the same for being in band or jazz band.
But school should be still there for basically the electives during the high school, and if you are going to need further, you know, common teachings, math, writing, or whatever,
right? To get you to speed.
Yeah, you could go to those classes there. But I think everything else should be almost online at that point. This actually frees up your ability to go get a part-time job.
But this is the problem with online.
Start becoming an adult.
Yeah, but the problem with the online thing is motivation. The problem with, because I've known a couple of students that's been like amazing students, but now that they're doing their school online, nobody's motivating to do the work on the paper, to write this, to do the project, to do the lab.
Yeah, but
so how do you solve the motivation problem?
Because I think it will be solved simply by you're going and learning stuff that you want to learn.
Yes, absolutely. I think, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you're learning something that you want to learn, you're more likely going to absorb it a little bit quicker.
Okay, so Terry asked, who wants to learn about credit finances? Those are going to be mandatory classes. You are going to have to take.
But how has that changed the original educational system? Then?
Because you don't fucking learn that. You learn the, you know, equations to figure out, you know, X, Y, B squared over there.
Okay.
That's the shit you're learning.
So
you're taking
practical.
That's not practical. You know, if you want to be a fucking rocket scientist, cool. You're taking those classes.
You have to in order to
understand
rocket
science. But if you don't want to be a rocket scientist, why the fuck are you learning that? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't. And obviously, if you're starting this program, I think you should do several different things. I don't think one thing that'll lock you down. I think that's what a lot of people who get out of high school and go to college Because they go to college and they just, well, I'm just doing it because everybody else is doing it.
When I say they're...
But in high school, I think they should do like 5 or 6 different things.
Well, and I don't mean that they're like tailored exactly. Like, I want to be audio-visual video engineer, so that is what you go to. No, you go through all the arts having to do with that. You know, you it's a broad category. We're not narrowing it down to one job in that category.
Okay, you're saying, okay, so one class would be a software, one class would be hardware.
What you do in college. I mean, that's essentially what you do in college. You say, I want to do something in this field, and you basically get a blanket of that field's worth of studies.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think, and then we figure out what we're interested in.
Yeah, and then that's what college would be for. At the same time, I want to pull back on college. I want to see less degree-based job placement shit.
More technically based?
No, it's not even that. It's apprenticeships. Okay, so you go through your, say you like medical, and you think that you want to be a nurse. Okay, cool. So your high school experiences are going to be geared towards classes preparing you for nurse college level nursing stuff. And then when you go to college, you're not just sitting there for, you know, 4 years in college.
So you're saying in high school you kind of drift towards
you the, drift towards okay. that, and then when you hit college,
you actually start doing the work.
You yes, on the job training.
Oh, on the job training is so fucking important
because you retain it more. So when you're sitting there in
because
the classroom,
you're seeing it at a practical level, you're saying, okay, well, I'm actually putting a needle inside an actual fucking person, and you learn from that.
Exactly. Or when you see a dude crash, you know, because you're working as an intern at the hospital, obviously you're limited to what you can do. And when that, you know, when that doctor or whatever pushes you out of the way because the dude's crashing and he does all this stuff. And then 2 years later, when you're sitting in your class about, you know, heart problems, you go, I remember that. I remember that. And the doctor did this and he did this, and it sticks with you. It clicks.
Yeah, yeah, because it's practical, because you're actually seeing a practical use right. for what you've learned.
And
okay, so how long should that last? Okay, so we got the basic learning from K-8, and then we have what we are interested in high school. We're drifting towards like what we actually want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And then college is an actual on-the-job training. How long should that
mixed
last?
With classes.
Well, I guess depending on what the subject is. Yeah, if you're going to be a doctor, that should be longed in doc if you're going to want to be a plumber.
And doctorates are kind of already built like this because...
Not doctorate as in doctorate.
Right, but being a doctor, it's kind of already built on this because you do go to school for 4 years and then you do your, you know, fellowship or whatever. But here's the thing. So many people are against, are pro-college. I don't think it's all that important. Look at Elon Musk. Look at Bill Gates.
Well, not only
look
at the fucking debt.
Well, but look at our so-called great greats of society right now. Most of them dropped out of college. And people say, well, college is such an important thing. Look at all of the greats before 100 years ago. Half of them didn't have any just actual education. We're talking K-12.
Or what are you talking about? Like how long ago?
All of history.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these people latch onto something that they enjoyed doing, and they did it for the whole life, and that's what made them masters at it.
But the point is they didn't need college to get there.
No, I don't. You can't say that you don't need college, depending on what you're going to college for.
The first doctors didn't go to college.
They had to. If they had an actual degree, that degree has to be backed up by something that society deems.
Nope, they were apprentices. You wanted to be a doctor, you studied under a doctor,
No, I agree what you're saying. I think more practical training is absolutely needed. So I think we're good on that one.
I think we agree that the education system can definitely be better, and I feel it's a business or a factory pumping out people, and it's withholding us from being
and it's
to
causing
our potential.
Problems in society as well, causing pressures that don't need to be there. So I don't know. We would like to hear you guys in the comments. I would love to hear from some kind of professional teacher, or even a college professor. Or that would be awesome. I mean, that would sway my decision one way or the other. Or just to hear the opposite side of this debate.
Yeah, yeah. Put your comments down in there. Get into some good debate. You know, maybe talk it up with some people at work. And
yeah. Bye 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 bye.